I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, one of my favorite things has happened. The unexpected. Where I enter into an interview thinking we're going to be talking about one thing and end up talking about another thing altogether. This week we're talking to Danny Fuller, whose story is not much different than other Rough Draft Diaries guests. She grew up here in Toledo, but moved away for college, went to Chicago, and graduated from the American Academy of Art. She spent 12 years in the city before moving back to Toledo, promising herself she would only be here for a few years, but staying for a bit longer. She's now heavily involved in the Redbird Art District of Sylvania, Ohio, owning her own art house in Sylvania. It's called the Fuller Art House. And that name is kind of the key to this interview.
So a cool thing that I didn't always think was a cool thing is my last name is Fuller. And I think growing up, I struggled with it because it represented size or something big or something uncomfortable. But as I got older and, you know, learned to enjoy life a little bit differently, Fuller really represented a full experience and a fuller smile, a fuller laugh, fuller hair, fuller everything just has this bigger feel. So I was really excited about representing myself as this Fuller Art House that gives you a fuller experience.
A full experience, meaning the Fuller Art House operates on two levels. It's an art gallery, but also a design studio where Danny offers art classes. She's also president of the Downtown Sylvania Association, in charge of organizing the Art Walks, which is the first Friday of every month in Sylvania, and also the Farmers Market and their local festivals. I was struck by the amount of work and the amount of authority one would need to carry all these positions. And yet it's that one thing, authority, autonomy over your own voice, that Danny mentioned that she struggled with.
I think I've always had the potential to have a big personality or to have confidence. I don't know that I was raised in a home where confidence and presence and, you know, shooting for the stars was nurtured. I think I come from more, you know, some insecurities and fears and not necessarily that those leap of faith type people. And I guess I just fortunately got thrown into certain situations in my, you know, in my 20s and 30s where I had to, you know, step up. And it's just a matter of constantly hearing your own voice. And it may in the beginning sound awful and you may hate it and you may not, you want to squirm and hide. But I think over the years, I've had to hear it enough and try it enough and experience enough that I've kind of learned how to confidently put one foot in front of the other and see action and see process and know that, you know, if you believe in something, you can get to the other side, but you do have to, you know, keep pushing for it and you have to keep hearing it and you have to keep trying. So, no, this is new for me. And it's something I talk a lot about even as an art instructor and as a coach. You know, you have to make those bad marks. You know, you have to make those bad lines, or not necessarily bad or bad marks, but you have to put lines on your paper. Lines on the paper will show you where you need to go. And sometimes they're the right line, and sometimes they're the wrong line. But the wrong lines are just as important as the right lines.
And the conversation continues. As Danny mentioned, even after you may have found strength in your own voice, there's still struggles ahead.
And you also run into being a strong woman. That offends people, too. I think that sometimes I walk in and maybe my shoulders are a little further back and my chin is up high because I've tried it 1,000 times. Well, not everyone has tried it 1,000 times, but they also don't know the other person's story or how they got from point A to point B. And sometimes you can kind of get hit down for believing in yourself, and that's a hard thing to try to balance and figure out too. It's all you're learning as you go every year of your life, I suppose.
I think the reason I like this conversation so much is that I probably relate to this topic more than I care to admit. Danny mentioned in a previous interview that the one thing she wished people knew about her was her bravery, that she's done a lot that scared her out of her mind, that she's afraid, but she's pushed through it all to still do the work, saying, "I'm more afraid than people realize, but I guess we all are at different times." That's me in a lot of ways. And I'm wondering if there's someone out there listening right now who thinks, that's me too. And I can only hope that after hearing two other women raise their hands and say, that's me, that you'll feel not so afraid, or maybe not so alone. As for Dani, she has more specific advice on the matter.
Talk out loud. Talk out loud to yourself everywhere you go, in the car. You need to familiarize yourself with yourself. The more comfortable you are in any situation, the better off you'll be, obviously. And don't be afraid to make the mistakes. Don't be afraid to have the bad idea in the room. I had someone just the other day ask me this question, where did you get the confidence to say that? We were in a meeting, and I didn't just get it overnight. I haven't had it my whole life. It's taken till right now for me to do it, and it's recognizing that person I hear, and that's me, and knowing that I love that person, that I value that person, so that I'm comfortable with her, so that she can be in a room like with anybody else and know that her presence matters.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.